I'm making two mixed tacos. This wild rice and tofu mixed together with SIE sauce and medium, mild, or spicy salsa and kale and carrot mango dressing.
Letitia Jordan works for her aunt and uncle at Stuff I Eat, the only vegan restaurant in Inglewood, with her cousin Danielle Horton. Both cousins are vegan for health reasons. Horton says she went from a size 18-22 to size 8 after giving up meat.
It was like seeing my family members, like my mom, my dad, some of my cousins, all overweight, having diabetes, high blood pressure at an early age. And I was heading in that direction.
The Center for Disease and Control reports that the African American community has an obesity rate of 36%, which is higher than either Hispanics or whites. Horton saw an alternative in her aunt and uncle Ron and Babette Davis, who opened Stuff I Eat in 2008. They see themselves as missionaries of a vegan diet in a neighborhood full of fast food restaurants.
People were always saying, well, why did you guys open up in Inglewood? You know, it's, you know, you guys would be doing, make a killing like in Venice or Santa Monica somewhere, but we live here, so we thought, you know, this would be a good place to have, like, a healthy alternative for our community.
Not everyone in the community is convinced.
We've had people walk in and walk right out. It's the breaking through the habits and the traditions that have been passed down, you know, that's the main challenge. People think that they can't live without meat.
Customer Makeda Cowan is trying to learn to be a strict vegetarian for her health, but she also says the food just tastes good.
My favorite when I come is the something something, which is a variety of almost everything. And I like it spicy. The community needs it. I mean, it's too many people sick and obese, and it's because of fast food, not knowing what to eat. And it's old school for me. This is how we grew up. I didn't have my first burger until I was 22. I didn't like it.
Vegan still may be rare in the African American community, but Stuff I Eat has found its niche. It's opening an event space next door to the restaurant in 2012. Megan Suisse, Annenberg Radio News.